Well, it's too bad Johnny Hamilton's not around, but hopefully he'll pop in a little bit. He did a great article on me, and I'm grateful for it. And it's nice to have fans, you know, for a couple of generations. And I can actually say that, which is pretty scary.
Yeah, I have to say, well, you know, if he comes into the conversation, we can bring it up again. But his article was really, really cool. And I think that was when he wrote that, that was around the time where Johnny and I started talking and, you know, becoming friends, I guess, internet friends.
Right.
Right. Which was really cool. So I guess the article was a good point.
Made well, absolutely. A new friend. I like that about Johnny. He speaks the truth. He shoots from the hip. Doesn't seem like he's intimidated. He really just, you know, tells it like it is. And that's something we need more of in journalism. And same thing for you, you know. I mean,
thank you.
That's why you guys connected. It's probably because you share some of the same ideals.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if I remember that article correctly, he had a picture of you from King of the Kickboxers. And I think you're in an interesting pose. I can't remember.
From one of those. And then I think he mentioned Scott Adkins and the current genre. And I just got to say, because I saw this in your notes to me, that, you know, I really do admire Scott. I think he came to a seminar, the only seminar that I gave in London, England in 1991.
Wow.
I think it was just before Cannes. And so I'd like to think that I had a little, you know, obviously he had the bug to begin with. And he couldn't have been more than, I don't know, an adolescent, you know, 12, 13 years old, I guess, if I could say. But, he just had this fire, apparently. And he has just absolutely, you know, made such a great mark. And the world being so small and nothing being really a coincidence, one of the guys he worked with, J.J. Perry, on Undisputed 3, I think it was, he was a guy that I gave, that we used to train together in Taekwondo, and I gave him some of his first jobs as a fight coordinator and choreographer on The Silent Force and on Deadly Ransom. And because, you know, you can spot talent. You know somebody has got a gift. And so Scott is just an amazing, amazing athlete, a great, martial artist, obviously, and very, very vertically aware and very gifted. And I know that all the stunt guys that work with him, I love the stunties. I love stunt guys. I am one myself. I mean that in the manliest of ways.
Of course,
because, you know, they sell their soul. They're willing to kill themselves to make you look good. And I could be, you know, uber martial artist extraordinaire if I didn't have good guys around me that, you know, sold the hits. Because, you know, you can clock somebody for sure. You know, I mean, that's hitting somebody's not hard, and doing it with beauty, well, yes, that requires some skill. You know? But it's being able to sell it and be able to work the next day and, you know, have a coffee afterwards and not be going to the hospital. So, you know, I know that those guys, for example, in Undisputed, they work their butts off in Bulgaria, you know, and I know what it's like to be on location and to have, you know, not the greatest of facilities. So I really admire Scott. And, I think that he is a great, you know, a great example of the future of film and where martial arts has led. You know, as Bruce Lee said, you know, martial arts is always ever evolving. You know, MMA, and, the film stuff. I'm just, what I like about Scott and about J.J. Perry, who was the fight coordinator and second unit director on Wolverine, he spent a lot of time in Australia working on that. On that show with Chad Stahelski in 8711, you know, being, one of the main components as well. That's eight, the number eight and the number seven, and then spelled out 11 Com. You can check out those guys. Now, those are a couple guys. Chad, I gave some jobs too, and knew he was going to be, you know, the next big thing. And now they're just this incredible group. So love Scott, love the all the guys that make us martial artists look good.